hello. This is a Day at the Beach podcast. It's number 153. My name is Clint Beachwood. Right off the bat, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for providing the web space necessary for these podcasts. All 153 are available. They're up there ready for you to listen to. It's because Rick has provided the web space necessary to post all of these on the internet. So thank you very much, Rick. If you're into building things yourself and you need a high-quality ribbon microphone at a fraction of the cost of a retail one, then check out his website. Let's see, what else? I have a giveaway. I have a couple giveaways. I'll be talking about that later in the podcast. And other than that, we're going to start off with some brand new music by the Mermen. They have a new album out called A Murmurous Sirenic Delirium. And the song I'm going to play for you to start the show is Centrifugal Beatdown. These are the Mermen on A Day at the Beach. State of Washington, those were the Destroyers doing a song called Predatory Repose. That comes from a little EP put out a few years ago called Here Come the Destroyers. Then going back about 10 years or so, it was the Breakaways doing Shark Breath, a live rendition on an album called Breakin' Live. And then the Mermen started things off from their new album, A Murmurous Sirenic Delirium. Last year, Satan's Pilgrims put out a couple of 45s. I'm going to play one of those right now, at least the A side, that is. The song is called Splashdown.
Thank you.
I think today's podcast gives you a pretty good variety of what's available out there in the world of surf music today. Again, all modern surf music. I don't have anything from the 60s on today's show. But we just heard the Spiratones doing Couch Surfer. That comes from their EP, Next Stop, The Moon. Autoramas from Brazil did a song called Guitarrada No Pelo, which I looked up and it means guitar, no hair. And I'm not sure if that is directed towards the host of this show or not, but I'm comfortable with my receding hairline, you might say, my thinning hair. Kind of thinning, sort of like Homer Simpson. I think I have two or three strands up there to cover my dome. Let's see, Satan's Pilgrims started the thing off with a 45. On one side, I played Splashdown. On the other side, I may get around to, on some other podcast, this Dr. Mortis. Well, I have an email list that I use to notify people of this podcast. If you are not on it and you'd like to be notified when the podcast is uploaded and ready for you to download, just let me know. Send me your email address and I'll put you on the list. And that is the only thing the list is used for. And if you don't want to be on it, let me know and I'll take you off. That's simple. It's pretty safe. I have, the double authentication on it. So I'll know if anybody hacks into it. So it's pretty safe and it's a good way to know if a new podcast is up and running. All right, up next, another new CD from Davy Allen and the Arrows. Retrophonic 6 is the name of the album. This is the last of his Retrophonic series. They've been coming out over the past several years, starting with 1, ending up at 6. And I'm going to play a song called Kickback. This is Davy Allen and the Arrows. We'll be right back.
believe it. It's not possible.
Yes, a fantastic mutation. Probably caused by lingering radiation from the first atomic bomb.
See that? It's the stinger.
Ants use their mandibles to rend, tear, and hold their victims, but they kill with that.
We'll be right back.
Well, a couple bands from Canada right there. Another cut from Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. I think I played three or four off this album. The album is Wasegas Crash Monster Beach, and the song I just played was Punch Out at the Beach. Waveyard before that with All Revved Up from their album So Wavy. The KBK from Jacksonville, Alabama did Ant Invasion. That comes from a recent release called Acute Exposure, The First 10 Years. So it's kind of a greatest hits kind of a thing for the KBK. The band formerly known as Kill Baby Kill. And Davy Allen and the Arrows did Kickback from their Retrophonic 6 LP, another brand new release from Davy Allen. Next up are the Surf Aliens. They come from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And this song goes out to the friends.
Thank you. afraid a lot of times in my life. A moment's sleep and the girl I loved was an inhuman enemy bent on my destruction. Their bodies were now hosts, harboring an alien form of life, a cosmic form, which to survive must take over every human man. So I ran as little Jimmy Grimaldi had run the other day. Warn the others what was happening.
Wait,
those were the Retroliners. They come from Hoboken, New Jersey. Another new album out. Well, actually, it came out last year, Shades in the Dark. And the song was Danger in Suede. Before that, it was Secret Admirer. They come from the UK, and they did The Body Snatcher's Ball from a self-titled LP. The Kilauea's did Zambesi Nocturne, and that's from their album of last year, Touch My Alien. And then Surf Aliens started the set with Aus Amigos, To the Friends is what that means. And they come from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And the album there is Christian Targa and Surf Aliens. Well, up next, they're Surf Zombies. They're going to do a song called Moonside. And it comes from their very recent LP called Return of the Skeleton. I have two CDs by the Surf Zombies they give away. The Return of the Skeleton CD, brand new, along with a Surf Zombie cozy to keep your can of beer or soda colder a little bit longer. One CD will go to the person who answers this question correctly and is the first to respond. What award did the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame present to the Surf Zombies, and in what year? The other CD will go to the person who answers this one. What city do they call their hometown, and in what year was the band born? The CDs will be in the mail to the first two of you who answer those questions correctly. In the meantime, here is Moonside.
Thank you.
Well, that was Indonesia's finest surf band, the Mentawais. They did One Man, One Wave from their new album, Ombak Bagus. Before that, from Germany, it was Beware of Blast, and they did The Unknown Calls from the compilation put out by Deep Eddy Records called Three Way Volume 2. And Surf Zombies started the set off with Moonside. Well, we're going to wrap the show up with two more songs. I think we're going to keep it right around an hour this time around. Won't that be a surprise? The Del Vipers are going to do Kapoo, and that comes from the Continental Magazine issue number 26 CD compilation put out by Double Crown Records. And the last song of the show this time around will be the Reef Riders doing Avante. This is a Tim Sullivan song performed by the Supertones originally, this time around by the Reef Riders. Comes off their album Dawn Patrol. The Reef Riders are from beautiful Pacifica, California. And that'll do it. Thanks for listening to Podcast 153. Good luck winning the Surf Zombie CDs. I have several more giveaways in the podcast to come, so that's pretty cool. Thanks for listening. Your comments are always welcome. Let me know. We'll see you next time around. Bye-bye.